Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show, where she will provide answers to your life questions. This is her producer, David Clark. During this hour, the revolutionary seer and conscious medium, Ada Marie, will talk about a favorite topic, then take your questions. Place all fears aside and know there's an easy solution to, there is a solution to every problem. She will lead you to the discovery that your life is meant to be about joy. And I didn't mean to say easy, because life is not easy, is it, Ada Marie?
No, it is not.
Well, let me tell the folks just a little bit about you. Ada Marie grew up on a farm in the eastern Montana prairie, where she taught herbal medicine and mentored an intuitive sight by conscious mediums, her grandmothers. This knowledge had been handed down through the generations. Being a seer, a healer, and a survivor, she trains and guides you on a path of physical and emotional regeneration, which is invaluable to the understanding the individual steps to achieve vitality and a life filled with inner calm and peace. She has a rare gift of hands-on healing and communicating universal knowledge. Her life mission is to pass this knowledge on to others. Ada Marie continues to be available to those who seek the truth. For the past 25 years, she has hosted numerous seminars for students and corporations and held retreats in the Sedona area, which has led to her present retreat center in Oracle, Arizona. She's created a space for individuals who truly want to make a change in their life, a place for individuals to come and reconnect with their own personal being and leave with a sense of confidence, strength, and wisdom. Now, today, Ada Marie and I are going to be talking about what is your most important life question. And then we'll take calls. So ponder that in your heart while we're talking. And just to let you know, Ada Marie will talk to you briefly. But if you really want to explore and have a session with her, what you need to do is go to thegoldenoracle.com. Or you can call her, and I'm going to give you her number if you get your pens and papers out. Is it the 520-896 number, Ada Marie?
Correct.
Okay. Correct. The number is 520-896-9510. That's 520-896-9510.
That is correct. And I need to tell you that last week when we talked, a couple drove all the way from Alaska to see me.
Uh-huh.
And we had a fabulous time. They didn't even want to leave. The guest house was so completely wonderful. She said, I just want to stay another week. The wonderful thing was, she came with a back problem. And I just showed her the same treatment that I use. She did it three times. She did it 3 days in a row, and her back is fine. And I told her, I said, you know, as we get older, a lot of times all we have to do is be nice to ourselves. And this little treatment on the floor that you're just doing is kind of fun after you do it once or twice. And when they left here, her back had not hurt for 3 days.
Wow.
So it was really a win-win situation. And that's something she could take home and do on her own living room floor at home. I thought that was wonderful. But they drove a long way to see me. They did. And I was really, I felt very special because they had come so far. And they had heard us over the radio someplace up there in the Alaskan area. I don't know where on earth that was.
Oh.
But they got our show. And I want you to know that I thought that was awesome.
What show did they get?
About a month ago. I don't remember what exactly show it was, but it was one where we were talking about taking care of your body, self-healing.
Oh, okay, beautiful.
Yeah, and so that was wonderful. And they stayed for 3 days, which was absolutely fine with me. And I sent them home with some catalogs and books that I had written for other things they could do to heal themselves, and they were really happy. So I just want to share with you that this show is really a relief to me that people are trying to heal themselves. It was really a relief. And some people have called, and I've told them the best I could how to do it, and they've been fine. But these people drove a long way.
I guess so. Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah. And I was very happy. I mean, I was just thrilled. I cook for them. When you come here for a retreat, I do the cooking, your cooking and your lodging.
Ada Marie, I can't hear you.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yes, yes.
Okay. When someone comes here for a retreat, the food, I cook the food from scratch, and the retreat itself, the house, is, it's all part of the retreat. There's no charge for anything while they're here. So, and it's a two-bedroom retreat because some people come with their caretakers, and they come in wheelchairs and things. And so what we have to do is have a room, another bedroom. So this has two bedrooms. It allows the caretaker to have a room of their own and one for the person that they brought.
Beautiful.
So it's kind of nice. I mean, it's kind of nice. And right now we got sunshine, the first sunshine we've had.
Uh-huh.
So we've got sunshine, and it's beautiful. It's 80 degrees out there.
Oh, well, I'm not going to tell you what it is here in New York. It sure is not 80.
That's what I hear. I've heard from three people from New York today, and it's cold, cold, cold.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, let's talk about the most important life question and how somebody can arrive at that.
The most important question in your life is what you do that makes you healthy and therefore happy. Because if you're healthy and you're happy, you're going to stay that way if you continue to do the things that create that joy.
Uh-huh.
By creating joy, you create health. And that's a fact.
Okay. Wow.
Because when people are depressed and sad, they are making themselves sick with something because they want attention.
Uh-huh.
If you really are depressed, take a good look in the mirror.
Okay.
And look at how lucky you are. Just look at yourself and thank God that you can hear, you can see, you can walk, you can talk, you can work. You can do many things that a lot of people cannot do because they're in a wheelchair, they're in a bed. Just be grateful. Be grateful, and you will not be depressed.
Well, I totally agree with you. I think gratitude is the most important attitude that we can maintain.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't believe when people say, well, I couldn't. My dad used to say there are no can'ts on this job. Today, you can do it. Whatever you meet, you can handle it. Just do it. Because people talk about doing things and they never get them done because they spend too much time talking about them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen, that's right. Yeah. Well, how did you come to that conclusion yourself, Ada Marie?
Well, we lived on a farm and had to carry water and wood,
mm-hmm,
and fill the reservoir.
Yeah.
And one day Grandma said to my sister and I, listen, girls, the more you feel you know you have to do it, change how you think. Because you're going to do it, and you know you're going to do it, so why don't you do it with joy? Why don't you laugh at it? Why don't you pick that bucket up and swing it all the way down to the well, and then fill it up and bring it back? And when you come through that door, I want to see a smile. So that wasn't easy, but we had a catastrophe coming up the steps to the porch. I stumbled and fell, and that bucket of water went all over me.
Oh, my.
So we were laughing so hard. My sister was laughing at me, and we were laughing so hard that I just run back down to the well, and I got another bucket of water, and I came up, and Grandma said, "What happened?" I said, "Well, I fell on the steps." And she said, "Well, you did the right thing. You got up and went and got another bucket of water."
Right.
And I was soaking wet.
I bet you were.
Yeah, I was. And so, but we were laughing. I mean, it was funny because we thought we would hurry up and get the water fast and be done with it. And instead, we were hurrying so fast that I tripped on the step. So it took longer. So the moral of the story is take your time and do it right, and then you won't make a mistake.
And to have joy in your heart as you do it.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So, because there's a lot of things we have to do that are not necessarily pretty or joyful, but we can be grateful that we have the ability and the strength and the wisdom to be able to know how to do it. That's the important thing. When you know how to do something, no matter what the thing is, even if it's cleaning the ash box out of the furnace, you know how to do it, and you have the strength to do it, and you can thank God for the blessing that He has given you, the opportunity to do it. And that was one of the great things of growing up with our family, was because we were on a farm and we all worked hard, but at the end of the day, at the table, everybody was happy. At supper time, everybody had something funny to say. You know, and actually, I think that's what makes the world go round, is being able to see something good in everything.
Yes, and I think it's important for us to take responsibility not only in seeing good, but in creating a happy environment around us.
Well, if you don't create a happy environment around you, you're going to be so miserable, you're going to get sick.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah, and you won't exactly attract other happy people into your realm.
You won't have any happy people because they won't come around.
That's right. Right. Yeah.
So somebody said, "Well, I'm depressed." I said, "Well, step on it. Step on that depression and come up with an idea."
I like that.
If it's depressing, you're pushing it down, right?
That's right. Yeah.
So if you step on it and you come up with an idea, what's happened to it? It's disappeared, right?
That's right. That's right.
So that's a lot of what people do, is they don't look for something else to replace it.
Yeah.
And there are lots of things that can replace it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think that's one of the things that a lot of us tend to forget, and that is that we can replace anything in any given moment. All we need to do is call on the powers of positivity to stamp out anything that's not positive.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, the light comes on when you start thinking about something to replace something with. The light comes on in your head and you go, "Oh, my goodness, I saw this, I heard this, I knew this happened to somebody. I can't remember who, but this is what I'm going to try this too and see if it works."
Yeah.
It usually does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think that one of the lessons that a lot of us have to come to when we've been struggling is to reach out for help and know that it's always there, and it's not a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. And, you know, we need to be open to new ideas, because a lot of times what we've clung to is incorrect. There's a human tendency or human frailty to be negative, and we can turn that around and we can retrain our minds in a positive direction.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Instead of, "I know I can't, I know I can." you know, the little train went up the hill and it said, I know I can, I know I can, I know I can, and got up the hill.
Right. And it started off with, I think I can, but the important thing is to know it, isn't it?
Right. The knowing, everything is in the knowing. Someone said, I want to pass this test. I said, you know you can. Just say, I know I can pass this test. Just say that, and when you get to school, you will pass that test because you've studied, you know everything you need, and it will come when you need it.
Well, we talked about that last week because there were some people that said, I wish, I hope, I pray, and what you corrected them into coming to understand is that you need to know it. You need to know it now that it's happened already.
Right.
Yeah.
And the people that came, the people that came were very clear about the fact that they said, you don't pull any punches. You give it straight.
You sure do.
And I said, well, some people don't like that. But she says, oh, no. Most people do like it, and most people know it. They know it. They just haven't heard it from somebody.
Yeah.
So once they hear it, they act on it.
Right, right.
And if that's a fact, it's wonderful to help people reinstate themselves so they know they can do something.
Absolutely. Well, Ada Marie, the switchboard has lit up since we've begun talking. We've gone from 4 to 9 callers. So I think we should go to the phone lines. What do you think?
That's good. Let's go.
Okay. Our first caller is Lynn. Lynn, you're live on the air.
Hi, David. Hi, Ada Marie.
Hi.
Hi. What is your question? My question is, I'm in my 60s now, and I'm just ready and for the soulmate, for that person that, you know, I will be with for a long, long, long time, long term. Do you feel or see anything about that coming up for me?
Well, what I'm going to tell you is a mate, be it a soulmate or a regular mate, which basically,
yes,
if you find a very fine, wonderful relationship which you resonate to and you have a good time together and you like,
yes,
the same things and you do the,
yes,
same kind of things, then that's a wonderful thing. But if you're out,
yes,
there looking, you're in trouble.
No.
Because if
I don't.
if you stop looking, And you've got that all written out, that person, believe you me, he'll show up.
Okay.
That's the way it works.
Yeah.
Write it,
yes,
out.
I
stick
don't.
It under your pillow.
Yes.
And
okay.
Stop looking.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And you'll just bump right into him.
Okay.
I know it sounds ridiculous, but it happens.
No, not at all, because, you know, at my age, I'm not... You know, I'm not trying to go out and about. I'm just, no, you know, and I do believe that. I believe that that can absolutely happen. I can run smack right into the person. I don't have to go out and use my own whatever to try to make something happen. I believe that.
No,
yeah.
It'll happen when it's good, and it's good timing. That's when it'll happen. You could be at the post office. You could be at the grocery store.
Yes.
You could be anywhere, and it could just happen,
yeah,
and it will happen. In your case, it'll happen, I'd say, closer to the summer this year.
Oh, wonderful.
So
that will be fine. Well, thank you
so much. Your is good.
Oh,
so you'll be surprised. So it'll be a good surprise. You'll both be laughing.
Thank you so much, Ada Marie. I appreciate that. Blessings.
You're welcome.
Have a wonderful day. Thank you, David. Bye-bye.
You're
Bye.
Welcome. Blessings to you too, Lynn.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that's beautiful, beautiful advice. a beautiful thought that we don't need to look. It's sometimes right in our own backyard, or if not, it will appear. All we need to do is have that knowing that we're worthy and that that person is there for us.
Right.
Our next caller is from Arizona, and her name is Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, hi. Hi. Oh, well, part of my tonic is listening to your show with Adam Marie, and I just, Adam Marie, I just came back from a tiny little trip. I saw my grandson, and he's a baby, is not even, he'll be two, but I came back and I got hit on the freeway with a bad illness. I was throwing up on the freeway. I won't go into a lot of detail. I don't know, this is like Sunday, I guess. And I'm still trying to cover ground on this, trying to pick up move on through it. And, you know, every day I'm better.
Well, did you take a teaspoon of, did you take a teaspoon of baking soda and water?
No, I will. You know, if you're offering that, it must work. I'm not able to go and work, and I want to work and bring income in, and I was just wondering if you saw me getting to the point where I can get out there and start bringing in the money. This doesn't make me feel that much better to be, leveled out. And like I said, every day I'm a little better. So,
well,
I
good.
Just,
that's a good thing. Yeah. So, but you need to take a little baking soda and some water, and that'll clear up your stomach and heal it up.
Okay.
Just drink it, and after you drink it, drink some regular water. Have a glass of water sitting there. You can drink after you drink that. Okay?
Okay. And you
it's
see the income being
remedy,
okay?
But it works. Huh?
Okay. Now, I've heard it before. I have used it in long ago past. I'll use it again. So you see the income on my end being strong and healthy and coming in, because that's what's holding me up right now is not getting out to work.
Right. And what kind of work do you do?
I am in sales. I love it.
Oh, well.
You know, I haven't been able to get out the door, though.
I can believe that you could be doing very well. Just clean up your stomach a little bit and put a smile back on and go back to work. You're fine. I'll zap you.
Okay, good.
I'll zap you with some healing,
Thank you. Thank you. I'm just hoping it. Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much.
Don't hope. Just know. No.
No, I'm hoping the grandbaby is okay. Yeah. I hope. Yeah.
He's fine.
Well, I want to.
He's fine.
Okay. Good. Good. Okay. Good.
Yeah. The baby's okay.
Okay.
And you will be okay when you know you are.
Yes. I want to know that. Okay. I'll know that for myself. I'll tell myself I am.
Okay. Look in the mirror.
Thank you.
Talk to yourself.
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. So God bless, hon.
God bless you both.
Okay.
God bless you.
Thank you. She's sweet.
She's jolly.
Yes. Our next caller is Stacy. And Stacy, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I wanted to know, what do you see in regards for my finances coming up, please?
What do you mean with your finances coming up? You mean
well,
with more pay?
Well, in regards to my finances, you know, finances and employment, both basically hand in hand right now.
Right. And you have a position already, but did you get offered an opportunity to do another interview for another job?
Not yet.
Did you Well, it appears that you have that option coming up, and I would think on it quite well, you know, because you may not like something about it, but it may be very advantageous to you.
Okay.
So I would definitely look into it. And before you decide no, look into it and see, because it would be advantageous. There's a place to go up in the company, and it would be a good place for you.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
That makes sense. Yes, it does. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's there.
Thank
for you.
You.
You just have to just jump with it.
Am I going to get it through this job or any affiliations or...
It's like an affiliation, but it comes to you directly to you. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
It isn't coming because somebody's doing a favor. It's coming because of your ability.
Okay. All right.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Take good care, Stacy.
You too. Thank you both.
Thank you. Okay, mm-hmm. God bless.
God bless you too.
Okay.
Just to let people know who I haven't talked to yet, I see you there. There's one more person I talk to ahead of time, and then I will go to area codes. But in order to have a full session with Ada Marie, and she can talk with the dead, she channels, she is a healer, a seer. She does many, many things. She's a life coach and counselor, and she can provide you with answers to your questions. So the best way to get in touch with her is her phone number, which I'll give to you in a minute, and her website. Her website is thegoldenoracle.com, and her phone number is 520-896-9510. That's 520-896-9510. And our next caller is Catherine. Catherine, you're live.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, thank you for taking
Hi.
My call.
You're welcome.
What's your question, Catherine?
I received an email today from a lady named Shelly, and I like her, and I would like to work with her. I was just wondering if you see me needing help from Robert in order to make that happen, or if you think I can just, you know, if the wisdom will come to me myself.
You haven't made the decision, or you are worried about the decision?
I'm worried. I really would like, the partnership to happen. I just don't know if I should ask this other gentleman, Robert, to help me make that partnership happen, or if I can kind of speak to her in the best of my own ability.
Honey, you speak to her on your own. That will carry a lot of weight, and it will be a truth. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
She'll like you. Okay?
Oh, wonderful.
Are you there?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. Hello? Yes. Wonderful.
Yeah. Good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank
and
you so
you
much.
Just know you're okay. You know you are, and you just keep knowing it.
Yes, yes. Yes, I have to work on that a bit.
You have
my
to
own,
do that. Well, take a look in the mirror.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what I'm hearing is that you could work a little bit on self-confidence.
Right.
I'm not hearing it in your voice. And I think it's really important to practice talking with confidence. You know,
mm-hmm.
What do you think, Marie?
Yeah, that's true. if she just in the mirror, if she just looked in the mirror in the morning and said hello to that beautiful girl looking at her from the mirror and told her how wonderful she was and how proud she was of her and how well she thought of her and the things that she was capable of doing, it wouldn't take long till that confidence would come popping right up.
Oh, thank you.
You know, years ago, when I was in my 20s, I never thought I could ever stand up in front of a crowd of people and talk. Well, honey, I'm a few hundred years past 20, and I've stood up in front of 5,000 people. I wasn't even shaking. I learned a lesson from Mrs. Roosevelt, President Roosevelt's wife. She said, honey, throw that piece of paper in the trash. There isn't one person out there that knows what you're going to say, so throw it away because they don't want to hear you read it. And that was the biggest, biggest blessing I ever received in my life because it was true.
Wow.
She was right. And, you know, you can have some notes written on your palm of your hand that you want to, things you want to remember to say, talk about. But that was the greatest blessing. I was lucky enough to meet Eleanor and Mrs. Roosevelt years ago on the when they came through town on a train. And she gave that message out to all us young people. And I thought that was wonderful. And I'm passing it on to anybody who wants to use it because it does work.
Beautiful.
Thank you. That is a beautiful story. Wow. Oh, wow.
Well, it really was. It made my life. It's really made my life so I can talk to you today. I mean, I feel comfortable now because when I receive something for you, I can say it.
Aw. Wow. Wow, that's just so moving. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that.
Well, you're welcome.
And Catherine, we're going to need to move on, so blessings to you, dear.
Blessings to you both. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Oh. Okay. Moving on. I'm coming to area code 210. You're live on the air. What is your name, please?
Yes, I'm calling from Texas, and could I ask a mediumship question or get a mediumship reading, or is it questions only?
Yeah, but what is your name, first of all?
It's Pearl from Texas.
Oh, Pearl, I'm sorry. Thank you.
Sure.
That's a beautiful name. Yeah.
Thank you.
What's your question, Pearl?
I just want to know if you could connect with anyone from the other side for me.
Yes, I do that often. People call and ask for that help. Now, what I find, if they've been thinking a long time about having that conversation, usually the individual they're trying to reach will come in a reasonable amount of time, you know, within 15 or 20 minutes or right away. But if they haven't thought about it and we can't reach the person, I have to tell them that I'm not reaching the person. The person that we have reached does not identify to be the person they want to talk to. And I'm very conscientious about not letting an imposter come in and talk to somebody. So when people want to talk to a person on the other side, and I can do that on the phone as well, I want to be certain that the questions that they ask that person, that the entity answers absolutely correctly and without hesitation. Then I connect the two. And usually make a time so that they can talk with each other after talking through me. They don't need me then. They can then have their own communication. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, that's awesome. That's amazing.
But Pearl, Ada Marie doesn't have time to do that on the show.
No, you'd have to call.
Yeah, did you get the phone number, hon?
I'll play it in the archive. I can get it that way. So should I ask a question instead for a mini reading?
Yeah, that's fine. Go ahead.
Okay. So my husband is thinking about making a career switch, and I just wanted to see how you saw that kind of going for him.
Now, you want a career for who?
My husband.
Is he in a career now? It doesn't look like it. Is he studying for one?
Yes.
She said that he's thinking about a career switch.
I wouldn't do that. That's the answer I'm getting for you. Not right now. Maybe in 6 or 8 months, but not right now.
Okay. But you said he is actually studying for to make a career switch. I guess he wants to become a realtor as well.
Okay, but right now is not the time to make that change.
Okay. So do you feel like his business that he's in currently will pick back up again?
Yes. Ooh, that came fast.
Mm-hmm.
that shocked me.
Okay. Because he's really working hard. He's working 7 days a week, and he's trying to turn it around. So I just didn't know how it's going to work out this time.
Well, he will, and it'll happen just suddenly. I mean, it will happen. It will happen suddenly.
Okay.
Okay.
That's fantastic news. Thank you.
It can happen, and it's just a matter of yes or no, and it'll happen for him.
Well, that's wonderful news. That's fabulous. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm happy it was good news.
Me too. Me too.
Okay.
Thank you.
It isn't always what you want to hear, so when Ada Marie delivers good news, have great joy. Have great joy, irregardless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's good. He's right. I can't always say it's okay. So I don't receive it.
You're
welcome. I have to say what I receive. That's all I can say.
Yes, and I appreciate that. I really do respect that too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're very welcome.
God bless, Pearl.
Thank you, David.
Okay. Take care.
You too.
Bless you. Bye-bye.
Okay, our next caller is from area code 678. What is your name, please?
Hi, my name is Maddie.
Hi, Maddie.
Hi. Hi, Ada Marie. Is it Ada Marie or Ada Marie?
No, Ada. A-D-A.
Ada. Hi, Ada.
Hi.
Hi, I want to ask a question. Does spirit sometimes play jokes with you?
No. No, because
I have a reason for asking.
Go ahead.
Okay, the reason I asked
that. Have you had that happen?
I didn't know whether they play around with you sometime or not, but spirit spoke to me last year, April, and asked me to check a home that I left behind some years ago. And all the years, I never thought of it. And Spirit said, yeah, go check the house. And I did, and lo and behold, it had been up for sale on the market for 4 days. And my thought was, okay, there's money coming. Spirit wanted me to know, so there's money coming. But it turned out that I don't get any money. So that's why I was wondering, I'm questioning myself, why does Spirit want me to know?
It had to have something to do with a recollection that you, when you went to see it, there must have been something there that was triggered within you, whatever it was, that you would go and, reconnect with something. I can't see. I'm looking, but I can't see what you could have possibly connected with. But there had to be a reason.
Because I actually thought it was money coming if the house is ever sold. I get half of the proceeds. That's what I thought, but it turned out. But it turned out it wasn't that. I had signed over something not knowing what I was doing some years ago, like, oops, not that. And so I say, well, Spirit wanted me to know for some reason.
Huh. I don't know. I don't see that it was. I don't know that Spirit did it. It might have been a dream or something that brought you back to that time and place. In a positive manner, if it was a positive manner.
It looks
to me like it wasn't. Yeah.
Funny. I don't. It wasn't a dream. I heard it as clear as day. Go check. You know, I heard it. You know, I hear sometimes, and I heard it.
Right.
And
right.
Says, go
right.
check, and I say.
So when you checked, what did you find?
I found homes in that area, and I said, ooh. Then I say, now where is my house? The house that I used to live in. And I kept searching, and lo and behold, there it was with the realtor, and it had been on the market for 4 days.
Hmm.
It's like I had a knowing.
Interesting.
I had a knowing.
Yeah. You had a knowing, correct. That is what you had.
Mm-hmm.
And what became of it? You weren't going to buy it.
No, I had a lawyer check it out, and it turns out I had signed it over to my ex and da-da-da. And the bottom line, I don't get money.
Right.
But that's what was on my mind. Whoa, I have some money coming. But
yeah,
he has it up for sale. It's on the contract, and I guess it'll be over with. The contract is over. Well, it went on the contract, then it went off, then it went back up, and now it's on the contract again, and it's sold now. And I thought, whoa, no money for me. I forgive myself, but I still say I ask why that. Spirit wanted me to know, because 20 years ago I had never thought of that. And Spirit said, go check.
Right.
Had a knowing. Again, I had a knowing. And not in the first time. Spirit had spoke to me other things, and it was right on. He was telling me, go do this or go do that. And I was like, why? I'll do it tomorrow. I want you to go do it now.
Well,
and I go do it. And bang, that was it. And I knew the reason. I found out, that was the reason why. Okay.
Now, let me tell you, people get sendings, and they have knowings, and they ignore them. But even though when you went to look and you saw what you saw, there was a reason there. I'm not sure what the reason was or what it solved or what it answered or what it did for you. I'm not certain. I don't see that. But what I do see is that you are clear enough to follow any of those promptings that you receive, and one day one of them will be very, 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 very good for you.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
So, and it was good that you did go and see the past, because you don't have anything to do with the past anymore.
No,
so that's a good thing.
That's a good thing, and like I say, 20 years, like I say, it just came out of nowhere, and maybe, I don't know. I thought maybe it'll show up later. Well, you never know.
You know, something will show up later. Something will come. I don't know from where, but something will come to you.
I think that's your message for today, Maddie. We do have to move on, but thank you for calling.
Thank you, David. Thank you. And
welcome.
I received that message with a smile on my face. Thank you.
That's sweet.
Smile on my face.
Yes.
All right. Well, keep it right there. That's the best place to keep one.
Yes. Oh, yes.
All right, Maddie. God bless.
Okay. Thank you.
I love your laugh. Bye-bye. Oh, that's sweet. Okay, moving on. Area code 559. What is your name, please? Hello, I'm speaking with area code 559-415.
Yes.
What's
Hi,
your name?
My name's Evelyn. It's Evelyn.
Hi, Evelyn.
Hi.
What's your question, Evelyn?
Hi, Ada. Hi, thank you for taking my call. I want to know if there's messages from spirit, either from my first love or from my grandfather.
Can you repeat that, honey? I didn't hear the whole question.
Hi. Oh, I want to know if there's any messages from spirit, specifically my first love, his name's Joe, or my grandfather, Isaac.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not getting anything. Can you rephrase the question in another way and I might get an answer?
Okay. See, is there anything specifically, or do I have any specific messages from a past loved one? Or is
no.
there something specific that I need to know?
No, you're not receiving anything. At
okay.
least not at this time. But it might happen later. You know, sometimes those things take more time. And it could come a little later, depending on what's going on.
What about you, Ada? Why are you able to pick up?
Uh-huh. Yeah, the other thing that Ada Marie mentioned earlier, I don't know if you caught it, she doesn't do mediumship over the air, but it sometimes takes up to 15 minutes to contact a spirit of a loved one that's passed on.
Yeah,
and
or more.
So, you know, just because she's not receiving a message now doesn't mean she won't receive one later, but...
You'd have to call me and make an appointment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And if you call and make an appointment... we'll put the energy out. Maybe by the time you call back for the appointment, we can connect with the person. That happens a lot. So my number is 520-896-9510. And you can call between 6 in the morning and 6 at night. So
and that's,
you call and make an appointment, yeah.
That's Pacific time, she's saying, 6 to 6.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to time too. May I ask something else then, if that's fine?
Yes.
Okay. Ava Marie, I want to know, I've been contemplating moving. However, I have a really good career where I'm at and you know, a nice home, but I'm just not happy with the location. It's really warm in this part of California, and I'm thinking of leaving my comfortness to move to the unknown, but I'm kind of scared. Do you pick up if that would be a good idea to just go ahead
no.
and move?
No.
Uh-huh.
I'm
okay.
getting a no. No. You would be very disappointed. Just stay put for a little bit. Things will change.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really okay. Well, thank you. I guess I'm just
You're
gonna
welcome.
Have to, you know, make some road trips over there near the ocean. Well, thank
yeah.
you. Appreciate
well,
it.
You just wait a while.
Alrighty. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, Evelyn. God bless, hon. Did you get Ada Marie's number, Evelyn?
Yes, I got it done. Thank you.
Okay, great. Beautiful. Okay, we're going to move on. Our next caller is from area code 512. What is your name, please?
Hi there. This is Julia. I'm in Austin. And hi, David. Hi, Ada Marie. I was just wondering
hi, Julia.
What you get. Hello. I was wondering what you get from Spirit as far as me having children this lifetime.
Actually, I believe that if you do have children, you will adopt them.
Okay.
And I don't, that's the answer I'm getting, but I can't tell you why, because I'm not getting that part of it.
That's fine. My my brother and my sister are both adopted. I would be okay with that. I love children. I was just wondering if, what you were picking up there, because I would love to have my own. And if it's not natural, from my womb in this physical form, then that's okay as well. Do you see someone coming? Yeah, sorry.
Someone coming into your life this fall, yes.
Romance, good.
Well, yes.
I hope so.
Look toward fall, though, closer to fall.
Is it someone I already know?
September?
Yeah, that's my birthday.
I'm not sure. Yeah. It could be someone you as acquaintance of yours, or it's within the field of friends. I know that.
Okay. Any initials or first name?
I don't get that, honey. I'm sorry. We don't have time on the air. You'll have to call me, and then you could ask a question like that. Because sometimes those answers take 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah, I understand.
And if you want to call, we could talk then.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you, Anna Marie. Thank you, David. God bless. Love you both. Have a great day.
God bless.
Love you,
Julia. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's sweet. I hope that some children do come into her life. She sounds like she'd make a wonderful mother.
She probably will make a wonderful mother, and she will get the opportunity.
Well, you sound definite about that when you say will. That,
yes, she will.
There you go, Julia. All right, moving on. We're going to area code 509, and we'll get to each of you. There are just two more callers left after this. What's your name, please?
Hi, my name is Erica. Thank you for having me today. I'm excited. Yes. Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. What's your question?
It's in regards to school. We're currently on finals, and I'm missing out on sleep, but it's okay because I only got to do it once. And I was wondering if you see me passing all of my classes.
Absolutely, without a question.
Okay. Oh, perfect. I'm really worried about one, and then for tomorrow's final, because it's over like six chapters. He's a crazy professor and is torturing us. So another day without sleep.
Don't you worry, you'll do just fine. When you need the answer, it'll come right to you.
Perfect. I'll get back to my studies then. Thank you for your help.
Okay.
Bye,
you're
David.
Welcome.
Bye bye, hon. Okay. I'm holding you in the light with the knowledge that you are going to pass with flying colors.
Absolutely.
There you go. All right, Erica, take care and God bless.
That's a very wonderful girl.
Yes. Yes, she is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Two more callers. Area code 760. You're live. What's your name?
Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn. How are you?
Next question, David. I'm a first-time caller, a first-time listener, and I'm just so impressed, Ada Marie, with your gifts. And let me just say, when David asked me how I am, perhaps you're picking up, I have just horrendous things going on in my life. But I thought I'd digress a little from the questions you usually get asked. One of the horrendous things that's been going on for 15 years are leaks everywhere, tens of thousands of dollars worth. It's like a curse. And I now have a big hole in the ceiling for the last few weeks. Been trying to detect the source of the most current leak, whether it was plumbing or roof or whatever. And so I say this sort of facetiously, but also seriously, can spirit, do you have any insights or messages of where's the source of Carolyn's most recent leak?
Well, usually when you're working with something like that, you have to go directly to the source, which, of course, is God, and write out in a lead pencil the exact perfection of what you desire. Now, I'm saying that very as clearly as possible, and that will remove that condition. Write out with a lead pencil and defined perfectly of what you want, what you require, your requirement. And after you have done that, pull that piece of paper up and stick it under your pillow for 3 days.
3 nights.
And that'll release all that other stuff.
Well,
because what you have on that paper will be what you will receive.
Well, Ada Marie, I think you're, pun intended, tapping into it's horrendous. And I say just the flooding from so many sources, just unbelievable, down the walls, from the street, from, you know, it's like this perpetual, and I know we have to use the word carefully, curse. But so, for example, on the using the lead pencil on a piece of paper, would I just say, please, divine, I call God, or, you know, tapping into the divine.
Okay. What you're going to do is you're going to say,
is relieve me. Oh, sorry. Please relieve me from the deluge, because you would not believe. I'm not exaggerating. We're talking, and I keep everything in good from air conditioning condensers, from faulty water heaters, from flooding from the street, from the pool pumps, and most recently, we've had a lot of rains. I'm in California, but I've been wiped out tens of thousands of dollars trying to repair leaks. And so I think it comes under the category of a curse. And so I think what you're saying,
I think it does too. That's what I'm saying to you.
Yes.
When you write this out, it is a curse. Somebody, some man it is doing it. Huh?
Yes.
This is a man
doing this. Yes. Thank you for that information.
So what I want you to write out is to God, to the mighty beloved I Am presence, to lift, remove, and totally dissolve any and all curse, negative, selfish, all those things from you, your home, your surroundings, and your friends.
That covers it. There's such malevolence, Ada Marie, directed at me, and I'm a light worker. So that, thank you. And I'll be able to listen to the archives of this recording, right, David? So
yes, absolutely. It will go live about 5 to 10 minutes after the show is over.
And you can call
Marie.
Me directly.
Oh, I need
yeah.
some help. Well, I did note that, David, I think it's at the website, too, for Blog Talk Radio, because I need a lot of clearing, and my whole life has been challenging. But thank you. Yes, at least I
won't
feel
so helpful. Phone number.
I do,
yeah,
and I won't feel
so.
You've
got my phone number. Just call me.
I won't feel so desperate and isolated, because I fought so hard. You know I have. So, thank you both. I know you have one more caller, so I don't want to. I just feel so blessed to have that.
Well, don't worry about that. Yeah, we can run it over. And Ada Marie, don't pay any attention to the electronic lady. That's just saying that only. Callers can only call in for 60 more seconds, but we can go as long as we want. Ada Marie is now going to be on every week at this time, except when
one
or the other of us are on vacation. Yes. So we'd love to hear back from you.
Well, you will, and I've just been trying. It sounds funny because I don't mean it this way, Ada Marie or David, but shopping. You know, there are many who have varying gifts and are more gifted than others. And I love your down to earth, you know, straightforward, you know, approach and plain speaking. And but I can't tell you, because when I talk about the curse of the leaks, my whole life, there are other areas with which I've been struggling, and I'm in my seventh decade that I need help, but I can't tell you what it means to me just to have you, because I've known it's a curse, and people, I get, you know, some readers who say, oh, it's just because your own negative thinking, or no, you know, I don't just, believe
no.
me, I do not suffer from delusions of victimhood or paranoia. I'm the opposite. And so it just helps me so much to have that affirmation and then a positive action that I can try to take to stop it. It means so much to
right.
me. I'm about to cry.
Well, you just call and I'll help you walk through it. There's three steps and you can do them all.
Okay. Well, thank you both
okay.
so much. And I'm so glad to know that. So you'll be on every Wednesday about
right.
this, you know, the same time.
We'll call.
Okay.
Yes,
wonderful.
5 p.m.
Well,
Eastern.
I will call you too. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. What time zone are you in?
I'm Pacific. I'm in California.
Okay, well, it's
We're
at 2 p.m. your yep, 2 p.m. your time. Yep.
I'm just curious, Ada Marie, are you sound like somebody? Are you in Montana? Big Sky
yeah,
Country?
Yeah, I'm from Montana. Born and raised.
Oh, are you there currently?
I'm
just curious.
No, I'm in Arizona. No, I haven't been
yeah,
home.
Yeah, no, that's what
many
I thought.
Years.
You're somewhere. It's not intentional, but I'm now picking up on you. And you're somewhere else where a lot of the gifted psychics end up in the sort of Sedona, Arizona area. So yeah, I didn't
yeah.
ask to, but I've just started to pick
no,
up.
No, I'm
you,
from
so.
Montana, from the prairie.
Right, but
my
now you're not there.
My grandmother was a seer, but I'm not there now.
Was,
no.
Yeah, but that's where you get your grit, and if I would start reading you, your pioneer star, your grit and your determination, and almost I'm picking up on Native American, something that the gift
mm-hmm.
either came, but yeah, see, I don't, anyway, it's just affirming you. Thank you so much. Yeah, I could, we'll share, I'll read you. It's all good.
Okay.
You are just such a,
yeah, well,
I don't mean that. You're just so
give
wise.
Give me a call sometime.
I will.
Yeah,
David, thank you so much.
Carolyn. Would you
yeah.
like to do readings on my show sometime? Because I have my own show on Thursday and Friday nights.
Oh, David, I've only come into the realization that I have this, if you will, gift or curse. I mean, it's just amazing what's happened to me the last few years. I don't feel qualified. I'd be happy.
Oh,
I've helped in my own life.
Listen.
I've been...
David...
I say work on it. What do you say, Ada Marie?
I tell her to call me, and I'll show her that she has it.
Beautiful.
Well, no,
and
I know
when
I
you
do,
have that,
here,
when you have that confidence, when you have that confidence,
well,
get back to us at this hour, and I'll give you the information on how to get in touch with me.
Well, I have the confidence in the sense that some amazing things have happened, but what you need to know, what I'll be calling Ada about, and David, you know, if I can help you, is that my situation, I jokingly said at the top of when you and I, we all started speaking, is that, you know, I picked the, you know, the leak. That's the least of, I've been under severe attack. I'm physically, critically, terminally ill. And part of that is malevolence, dark side attack too. So, you know, I have a lot to get through, but in spite of that, to share with you, I put it all aside. Recently, just some miracles have happened. I was led by spirit to, say, a friend of 20 years ago who was about to die of heart disease. I got her to the heart, you know, and so I was almost kidnapped. But I, you know, I wanted to do it, and I knew it was my mission for however long I'm here. And I've engaged with people that I've helped, but it wasn't a planned thing. You know, it just sort of evolved, and it was like spirit took hold of me and used me. And it was like, I hate to sound like a valley teenager, like, you know, but it was as if, you know, I just became I don't want to say captive, but do you know what I'm saying? Everything else just fell away, and I was just compelled, impelled, almost possessed in a good way to engage and And even and in so doing, I sacrificed myself horribly because my situation, aside from leaks, that's the least, is just horrendous. But anyway, that's for a phone conversation. But I would love to. Yeah, it's so funny how I think the dynamic with Ada Marie is I didn't intend to start, you know, tapping in because I've been told to read somebody, you're supposed to ask their permission. But it's just I'll be speaking to somebody and I'll know things about them. I'll be calling Amazon tech support and get a young person. And after we get through the issue, I'll say to them, excuse me, are you in school? You need to do this or you need to do. And they'll say, oh, thank you so much for telling me that. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It just happened.
Yeah.
It's like something
yes.
takes control.
That's yeah. amazing. So you know you have the gift. We're going to need
yeah,
to cut it short now, but give
yeah,
Ada
yeah,
Marie a call,
yeah.
all right? Because
I
she's
will,
a healer.
Yeah, but
she's a
well,
healer.
Well, that's what I need. Well, David, you're an intuitive because
mm-hmm.
that's what I need most of all. Thank you. Blessings. I just feel so blessed to have connected with you both because, David, you too are a
well,
beautiful soul.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
back
you. At
bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye. Blessings. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
We say ditto.
Oh.
Bye. Bye.
God bless. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Chase away
I
all the dark.
All Yeah.
Yeah.
I can use all the good
yep.
vibrations. I can. Yeah. Bye.
Yeah. Okay. You take good care. All right. All right. Moving on. Our last
okay.
caller of the night is, and you can help her, can't you, Ada Marie?
I think so. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
No doubt.
Yeah.
If she uses the information, she'll be okay.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I could hear the anxiety in her voice so
yeah.
clearly. And
do we still have another caller?
We do, and we're going to move on to that right now.
Okay.
Okay, this is area code 219. You're live on the air. What is your name, please?
Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hello.
Hmm. How are you?
I'm okay.
What's your question, honey?
Yes, my question is, is there marriage with my current partner that I've been with?
You're managing what?
No, is there marriage in the future with the person that I've been with?
Doesn't look like it.
Okay.
But that could change. There seems to be some little glitch there that doesn't seem to come quite together.
Mm-hmm.
But it could change.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good relationship in many aspects. Right?
Yeah, it has its moments. Are,
yeah. But I don't think it's the person you're going to marry.
Okay. There's somebody else then.
Pardon? Yeah.
There is somebody else, yeah.
Before very long, there will be another individual. And you'll be happy.
Okay. Yeah,
okay?
Kind of. Yes. Thank you.
I think you already feel that.
That's what I was going to say. Sometimes I get dreams of the other person.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're feeling that already.
Yes.
So, wait. Let it come. Be
okay.
patient.
Mm.
Okay?
Great advice. Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, Elizabeth. God bless you, hon.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, Ada Marie, it's been a great hour. Thank you so much.
Well, it has been, and it's been wonderful. Some of the people are really, really, you know, they're really using what you give them.
Yes, yes.
And that makes me feel good.
I'm sure it does. Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes me feel good, too.
Yeah, because we're giving them some insight that they just didn't have.
Yes, yes. And you get so much positive affirmation from people. That's got to fill you up also.
It does. It really does. It makes me feel wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
That's a good thing. Yeah.
Well, same time, same place next week.
That's right.
All right. I'll give you a call to remind you.
Okay, do that.
All right. God bless, hon.
God bless you.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Signing off. God bless everybody.
Yes, and bless them to their best good.
There we go.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.